You're listening to Let's Do Lunch. We're at Zab Zab, and joining me now is our lovely server, Eddie. Hi, Eddie.
Hello. Welcome today. Welcome to Zab Zab. I hope you enjoy your stay over here with us and all the food over here. Welcome to one of our older workers right here, Perry the Prawn. Everybody over here too, they're working hard. Octavia's the octopus, Flappy the fish, and Tabby the crabby. Those are the names we have currently right now, but for sure.
How did you come to name them?
Actually, some nights, you know, people talk about all of the, like, they ask me, oh, are they named? I'm like, no, if you want, you could name them if you want. And if you want, you could also name one for yourself too, if you would like to. Currently, those two clams over there, I forgot their names, sadly.
Well, they don't look very alive to me, so that's okay.
That's true.
How long have you been working here?
I've been working here for almost 2 months. Yeah, 2 months by now, it should be.
So you know everything about the menu. I will not be able to stump you once.
You shouldn't allow me. Don't worry. It's like, I'm not going to be scared or anything like that, for sure. Everything from the menu, you could ask me for anything. I'm right here to help you out.
Cool. All right, we'll take a look at the menu. Thanks.
All right, I'll be right back for the drinks, all right?
Thank you. So, Eddie, tell me about these fabulous cocktails. What are some of the signature ones that you have here at Zab Zab?
One of the signatures to go that are actually loved by everybody, definitely for sure, I would go with the Kefir Lime Gimlet.
Okay, describe it.
The Kefir Lime Gimlet is infused gin with a little bit of agave, a little bit more on the sweeter side with lime and juice. But it's a good, you know, sour.
It's sour.
A little bit, not crazy sour. One of the to-go drinks that everybody loves that's a little bit spicy, and it's a tequila, the Ja Margarita. Sadly, I can't go with Ja Margaritas. Nothing spicy for me or anything like that. But
you work in a Thai restaurant and you don't like spicy food.
I love spicy food. No, drinks. That's a different thing.
Oh, okay.
Drinks. Maybe on my food I love the spice, but on your drinks, that's a different question.
Let me ask you a question. Can you get the drinks less spicy? Can they do that?
The drinks could be a little bit less spicy. The main things about it is that drinks we could definitely change. It's just with the food and everything like that, we try to keep it authentic. So most of the food, not crazy spicy, but some of them will have a small kick to it.
What else we got?
What else do we have? Oh, how can I go wrong with this one? The Old Timey Fashion, one of my favorite cocktails from here. It's a smoked drink, smoked rum. It's a little bit sweet with some of the stuff that they add to it, and it is a little bit better from the orange, but it's a nice smoky drink. I've never had any smoky drinks, but after trying it here, I just gotta say it took my heart.
I think you had me at smoky. I will have one of those. And you also have sake here too, but I feel like we should definitely be doing something more authentic, right?
And if you want to do another thing that's authentic, for sure, instead of sake, we have sato, which are pretty hard to get. Sato bottles. It was made in one part of Thailand. I forgot exactly where, but though they still do the sato. It's somewhat like a sake. It's still made with rice, but it's different.
Oh, maybe we'll try that with dinner. All right, honey, what are you drinking?
I'm going to try the, how do you pronounce this, the margarita?
The Jiao Margarita.
That looks very good.
All right, so we're going to do the margarita, and we'll do the Old Siam Fashioned.
Of course.
Thank you.
All right, well, coming right up, I'll be back in a few for your food orders, all right?
Okay. How would you describe the restaurant's ambiance? What would you say?
At nighttime, I'd say it's more like a place to bring friends, chill, and of course have fun, have a great time, talk. I don't like to rush people. You know, if they're enjoying the food, enjoying their time here, that's all that matters.
It seems very sort of neighborhoody. Would you agree?
It is pretty much more neighborhoody. I mean, recently we had, on Tuesday, I had a reservation at 9:30, and they came from Italy. So I say we're going places.
All right, well, looking forward to the drinks. They sound great.
Of course, and don't worry, that food too. If you don't like spice, I could direct you to some place that is not too spicy. But if you want to try some of the kick, I got you too for there.
Okay. You got us.
Yeah, margarita.
The drinks have arrived. This is going to smoke, right?
No, this one is smoke.
Oh, that one's going to smoke. I smell smoke.
It's right here.
Okay.
You see the smoke in here?
Wow. Wow. Wait, you got to get that shot of it smoking. That's so you lift this and it smokes?
Right now, we're going to let out the smoke come out little by little. But the thing about it is the reason why we got to let out the smoke little by little is so that the smoke can still bring out most of the flavor to the whole entire drink so that everything can be finished and well, like, well made.
Okay, so when do we know when to... You will lift it. You will lift it. You are the expert. Wow. You got that? That's cool. That's cool.
Yes, my favorite drink right here. It's really, really good. I love it. Whenever I have the chance, I always try to drink it. I mean, one time he showed us with smoked water how he makes it. And I just got to say, I told him we should tell Pay and Brian, let's sell the smoky water. It's really good, surprisingly. I don't smoke and I don't drink like that, but whoa, is it good? It gives it a good flavor to the drinks.
Okay, we'll try this now. Let's see. The smoke does go in as you're trying it. That's great.
let the smoke go out a little bit more, and then that's when you try it. But for sure, just let the smoke go out, and that's where all the taste will be.
Oh, it's delicious. Great. Okay, so come back, and we'll ask you about the menu. How's that?
Of course, I'll be back.
We're kicking it up.
Yeah,
kicking it up a notch. Thank you.
Enjoy.
Okay. If you're just joining us, this is Let's Do Lunch, and we're at Zab Zab. Okay, Eddie, you sold me on this drink. It's so good.
I'm glad. Any other drinks that you will like, definitely let me know, and I'll definitely recommend the best stuff for you.
Okay, so now let's talk about the menu. It's a lot. The menu is very big. Describe to me what all these dishes are about.
All these dishes? Well, first off, our authentic Thai dishes are actually between the grilled and the whole fish. Definitely, from the grilled section, the niryang slice or by steak, and then with a lot of herbs, come with the spicy spicy sweet sauce on the side, spicy chow, and the bitter sauce on the side, so you could dip either or. It's a great dish to share. Another good one is, of course, the cousins of Perry the Prawn. The prawns for us, they're big. They're pretty big. I'd say they're a little bit the size of a tablet, you know.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
They have a good portion of meat, the whole chicken. You could choose between half chicken or the whole combo. The combo comes with a papaya salad. Pretty sure it's a tum tum Thai. And it comes with a side of sticky rice besides the whole chicken. So it's a good little offer. And how can I say no to, like, the fish? I want to come bring my family here with the fishes because they're pretty good. I've tried by far the tilapia and the platakai. The platakai is the striped bass. Really good fishes, but sadly I got to give it to our top one, which is the tilapia fish. It's a salt-crusted fish. It has stuffed with a lot of herbs, and it's a little bit more on the roasted grilled side.
And it's one. This drink just went to my head. I just want you to know.
I want to try that fish with my family by next week because it's really good. It just looks and smells great.
Okay. What is that larb? Tell me about that.
Larb is minced meat. It's a salad with chili lime, rice powder, and of course a little bit of, you know, lettuce wraps, and it comes with either minced catfish or duck meat.
Okay, and now we're on to hot pot and sum tum.
Hot pots and the sum tums. Definitely for the hot pots, you could choose, it's like a big portion of a soup. It's a soup dish which you could share for multiple people. It's really good. Most of them are pretty spicy. Besides the khao lao, which is a beef stew, it's a little bit sweet, but no spice whatsoever for all of you who don't like spice. But one of my top to go is the tom yum prawn and the khao lao, which both come with coconut milk. Another good one, that's my personal favorite, is the tom zab pork rib. It's a pork rib with a few peppers in it. The peppers really give the hot pot an amazing flavor.
Okay. So these hot pots are a full dish. It's not like a little thing of soup. It's a meal.
It's a meal. It is a meal for a group. It's really good. Of course, from the sumtum menu, we have three sumtums, three small sumtums, which is the sumtum plural, comes with the same thing as the larb. It's just different proteins with the sliced papayas, chili lime, of course, fish sauce, and rice powder, and then the sliced papayas over it. The sumtum plural comes with fermented fish sauce. It's a little bit more saucier, but a tiny bit more spicier. That's one might to go because of how much sauce it comes. The papaya salads sometimes go well with any sticky rice. You should definitely order sticky rice with that, because you could just dip the sticky rice and eat it after you're done, so that you know, growing up can never let anything go to waste.
How do you not want to eat everything in this restaurant? I feel like everything you said sounds so great. So I'm going to take a look now at the menu and we'll let you know.
Of course. All right, for sure. Let me know if you have any other questions for that, or mainly what you're trying to look for tonight.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you. Okay, Eddie is back and we are ready to order. So you're going to have to forgive me because I can't pronounce anything. So I'm going to point and then you're going to tell me what it is.
All right,
here we go. There, we're going to start with that.
The main clapao, tilapia, salt-crusted tilapia. Great choice. You chose one of our all-stars tonight.
Okay.
All right, so we do the larped udon.
Okay, and then that one.
Oh, the tom kala. It's a fusion of the tom, sumtum Thai and the tom plora.
I like fusion. I like putting things together.
All right, would you like to have a sticky rice with that by any chance? Of course.
Two orders of sticky rice will be cool, or should we just get one, or how does that work?
We should probably get one order of sticky rice because the main kalapao, the tilapia, comes with a side of noodles.
Okay.
Comes with a side of rice vermicelli noodles. So it should be more than enough for you.
Okay. This seems like a very authentic menu. I'm very excited to speak to the owner to find out like how this all began. If you're just joining us, this is Let's Do Lunch. We're at Zab Zab, and joining me now is Peiwei and Brian, the owners of this wonderful restaurant. It was so delicious. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Welcome to Zab Zab.
Tell me how this all began. How did it all start? From the beginning, the restaurant from the beginning.
We thought like we want to offer authentic Thai food for the community. We are thinking just serving Thai community. That's our first thought. We don't have any expectation, but we later on, like a few months later, we got our New York Times, and Mr. P were really nice to us and gave us 3 stars.
And you got a James Beard nomination, I think, this year.
Yes, we're in the semi-finalists.
I know, that's so exciting.
Yes, very exciting. When we first wanted to do this, we wanted to serve authentic Northeastern Thai food to what we were at that location. And then later on, we decided to expand so other community can taste our food.
I have to be honest with you, before I came here, the most I knew about Thai food was Pad Thai. So I was blown away at all the delicious.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It sounds food's a little bit more spicy, a lot more freshness to it, a lot of vegetable, a lot of herbs, things like that. Here we source out a different type of herb for the cuisine.
And how do you know each other?
It's interesting. I met him from the Jerry Center, the restaurant.
Center.
Yeah, restaurant show. I was working an Italian supplier. I'm serving a coffee and espresso machine. That's how I met Brian.
I was trying to buy an espresso machine for my location in Sunnyside at that time. I had a different concept. It was like a noodle bar, coffee shop, and that's how I met her.
And what does the name stand for? How did you come about that?
Well, it's a word that's commonly used in Thailand. When you want it spicy, you will say, oh, how do you like it? You would say, oh, sap, sap, sap. Or it could mean delicious. It all depends on how you say it. It means like, oh, if somebody asks you, how is it? You say, oh, sap, sap. It's very good. Like, very yummy. That kind of thing.
I want to hear all about your chef. Tell me about her.
She's been working with us for a long, long time. And she's amazing. She always a leader, and she always like helping the team. She's like unselfish. Like she never hide anything. She always like teaching everyone and helping everybody grow.
Where did you find her?
I actually was eating in one place in the city, and I had her food. It was an Isan. And I was looking at this restaurant. They were trying to sell the space. And when I saw the space, I was like, oh, I can't do anything to this space. It's like it's falling apart. Like the building was like going to condemn or something. And I saw her working there, and I knew the place was going to shut down. So I gave her my number. And once the place shut down, she called me, and that's how we met.
And how excited was she when she found out that you got nominated for a James Beard Award?
She was very excited. She said, oh, how come not me? But at first she didn't like, she was like, oh, okay, not a lot of Asian community knows about James Beard, so.
It seems to me that this is very much a neighborhood place. I feel like a lot of people here are of all ages. So what's sort of like the theme that you want to bring across with the restaurant?
True flavor. We want to serve real Northeastern Thai cuisine. Fun, upbeat, casual place. So, yeah.
And who designs the menu?
It's me, and partly me and my chef. So.
And how did you come up with some of these amazing dishes to add them to the menu?
Oh, most of it is a classic dish that are served in Thailand. These dishes are on the street, and not a lot of Thai restaurant in the state serve these because they're much more the palate for more the Thai community. So we wanted to bring that flavor. You know, when you visit Thailand, oh, how come we don't have that here? How come we don't have that there? You know, there's more to than Pad Thai. We do have Pad Thai also, but, you know, there's more to it, so that's why.
I'm glad I didn't try the Pad Thai. I wouldn't have enough room for it if I tried, but oh my gosh.
The portions are like more like a family type, yeah.
Is that the way you designed it, to be more for sharing?
Yes, it's more for sharing. So for Thai food, it's all about sharing. Yeah.
And what are the future plans for the two of you? Do you want to open up other locations, other types of restaurants?
Yes. Right now we have four locations, so we're trying to make sure everything is stable. We probably want to do another one. We haven't decided yet, but we're doing a burger, Isan burger concept next. So
tell me a little bit more about that.
Okay. Well, you know, the whole thing, you know, I'm American myself. I've been here a long time, so I love burgers. I love White Castle, you know. So the whole thing with the Smash Burger, I wanted to do something everybody wants to, you know, try. Maybe it's different. Every country has their own style of burger. So I have my take. You know, I was in Thailand. I tried a couple of burger places, and it was interesting, so I want to do my take on it here. So.
I think it's quite interesting, and he's so into this burger project. He forced me to eat burger every day and tasting, and then not only that, we had to go do research. So I've been eating a burger whole month. We want to have our own creativity, have the Thai flavor, but at the same time, we want to introduce that unique flavor to the American burger.
What would you say is most rewarding about having a restaurant and this and Zab? What's been the best part for you?
For me, it's about, you know, when you see customer leaving, they have that smile, they enjoy, they have an experience. That's what feels good for me.
For me, I would be me proud because I see so much through the pandemic, and I feel like really grateful, like our business was safe from the community. So for me, it's, I would really hope this business can be successful, and that I can use the restaurant as my tool to help more people. And that's my wish.
Thank you so much for joining me, Brian and Payway from Zab Zab. It was so delicious. I'm now going to go home and take a nap.
Thank you. Thank you.
In a good way.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Let's do lunch. Serving up conversations with chefs, winemakers, and celebrities. Wining and dining, Robin Milling delivers the dish to you.